Venerable sir and friends, I need hardly tell you that the religion which we know as Buddhism, but which is known in the East as the Dharma or the Dhamma or Chur, has not been known very long in this country. In fact, has not been known very long in the West generally. But the most we can say it's been known for perhaps 100 years. Not very much more than that. 100 years is perhaps a good round figure. Now this 100 years during which Buddhism has been known in the West and in this country can be divided, I think, roughly into three more or less distinct periods. First of all, quite naturally, there is the period of what we may describe as purely scholarly interest. This is connected with the growth of what is very often called Orientalism. As you know, in the last century and even into this century, this country had very vast colonial interest in different parts of the world, including different Buddhist countries. And some of the civil servants who were engaged in the administration of those Buddhist areas within what was then called the British Empire, which is now called the Commonwealth, and sooner or later no doubt we shan't know what else to call it, engaged in the study of Buddhism as a help to their understanding of administration. For instance, Rhys Davids, the great Pali scholar, found himself in Ceylon in the 70s of the last century, and he found that in his capacity as judge, he had to delve into rather complex questions of Buddhist law. So this led him to the study of the Vinaya, Buddhist monastic law. This led him to the study of Pali and the Buddhist scriptures generally, and in this way, he developed an interest. So in the last century, we get this first period, as it were, of the development of Buddhism in this country, that of purely scholarly, often Orientalist, exploration. Now, during the second period, which began, we may say, towards the end of the last century, during the second period you get English people actually taking up Buddhism as a way of life. Some of them actually calling themselves Buddhists. Not approaching it just in a scholarly fashion, not just with a sort of dilettante or even serious intellectual interest, but considering it quite seriously as a practicable, a feasible way of life which they could follow in the West just as others could follow it in the East. So that's the second phase, the second period. The third period began about the beginning of the last century, though it didn't get underway really until considerably later, began when you got not only English lay people, but also English monks, when bhikkhus and bhikshus started to appear. So these are the three main periods, we may say, of the history or development of Buddhism in this country. First, a purely scholarly, orientalist, intellectual interest. Then after that, people taking up Buddhism as a way of life, and then third and lastly, some even entering the Sangha and laying the foundations of an English branch of the order of monks in this country.